Hello, good morning. This is Alisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Valeria. Valeria, am I saying it right?
No, she's...
Oh,
no, Valeria is
okay.
No longer the coordinator. That was the reason of my call. I was introducing myself. I'm Alisa. I'm the new coordinator for the case.
Okay. Yeah, this is Mrs. Novi. You just spoke to my daughter. I should explain a few things.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe she didn't explain correctly. We spoke to her. My daughter's been very sick. We've been back and forth to many, many doctors and ERs and St. Luke's Hospital and heart doctors, and she's getting many tests. I could give you all the dates that she's having tests done, and I could have documentation, but I'm the one that takes her to everything. So I just didn't remember where we were on February 10th, if we were at a test or if we were at home. I'd have to look on my HACA calendar. She's home here with me today, but she was very sick yesterday. We called her family doctor in the evening, and her name is Dr. Marianne Leary with Penn Medicine, and she advised us for me to take her today to the Lehigh Valley Emergency Little Hospital that's very near our home in Gilbertsville to the ER today to have them look at her legs, because they're concerned now if it's turning into cellulitis or some type of infection, because her legs are paining now and the one foot's real big and red. She's not being admitted. If she would get admitted, of course, I would immediately let Family First know that she's in a hospital and that I'm no longer with her 24 hours a day. I know how all this works. But I
okay, great, no problem.
Okay, so, I was with Family First before, like a few years back. I was her aide, from, I think it was 2022 to 2024, I think, and then she went into a nursing home for 1 year, and then she came out because we didn't like her, the care that she was getting there, and then I became her aide again. But so she lives with us in our home, and I'm her mom 24 hours a day, and I my hours, but a lot of times they told me, you know, just wait till I get, like, a lot of times I'm at a place, like, we're at the hospital, or we're at an ER, or we're at a doctor appointment, and it runs late, like, past 3. They said, don't log out there, don't clock out there, because then I'm not at Quail Drive. They said, just clock out late, wait till you get home, and don't adjust.
Yeah.
I'm only going to get paid for the hours, right? Like, so I just wait till I get home, and that's why you'll see, like, on my on the app, you know, you'll see 4:30, but you just adjust it to my, I know I'm only going to get paid for whatever hours they hired me for. So I hope all this is, understood, you know what I mean?
No problem. The reason why I was calling here is to avoid that you can send timesheet, so it's easier for us just to confirm with the patient that the visit was made. But don't worry, I'm already, like, aware of the situation, and yes, it's better to wait to be at home in the case that you live with the patient to clock out. It's because to avoid sending timesheets, because GPS are arranged, so it's better to clock out when you're at home.
Clock out when I get home, but then do you need a timesheet? You don't need a timesheet then. No, okay.
No, if you clock out at home, you shouldn't need a timesheet.
Okay, I just wait till I get, because now, like, she's going for a test. It's good I'm talking to you, because maybe you could clarify. Like, on the 9th of March, we have to go up to Cedar Crest in Allentown. She's having a CAT scan of her heart, and that's going to be all the way up to Allentown, she has to be there at 8 a.m. So, okay, we have to leave our house at, like, 7 a.m. So I'm going to be on the road at 8 a.m. What do you suggest I do, clock in at 7 a.m.?
Yes, you can do it. And already inform me the situation, so I can adjust by the time that you go out from home or you are ready to go, you can clock in. And later that day, when you are at home, you can clock out. Don't worry, I can adjust the schedule.
And then do I make a notation or let you know ahead of time? Like, it's because I was up Allentown all them hours with her. You know what I mean? Like, That's what I just didn't know. Or do I, should I let you always know in that little message part, like where I'm
at? Yeah, you can let me know by text message. This is my phone number for text message, too. You can just let me know.
Okay. Because there's going to be times like that because she's ill, you know, she's there, and they're sending me like all these other, she has to go up there because they can't find a vein, and there's, that's the only place that has a pick team. She has to get like a pick line. It's been terrible, you know, so.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it's just really a lot, you know. And so, okay, I'm glad I talked to you. Thank you for listening.
Alisa, this is my phone number. That's a message in case you need me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks to you. Have a great day.
All right,
for you.
Bye.